What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here on the mic, and with me today I have Zach Waddle with Ridgeline Knives, and we're at the 2020 Sheep Show in Reno, Nevada. And today we're going to talk just about knives, different options like steel options, and kind of how to like the best practices to maintain like a good edge and whatnot. So I thought I'd have you hop on. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So could you give people just a little bit about your background?
So I started Ridgeline probably about 4 years ago, I think. I was working in the manufacturing industry for 10 or 15 years in high-tech ceramics and had kind of built up a lot of equipment in my home shop, CNC machines, surface grinders, heat treat capabilities, and basically just started making my own knives out of frustration that I couldn't find anything good. And that kind of just very quickly evolved into me quitting my job and starting this company.
Nice. So you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in manufacturing one way or the other most of my life. And then, I've been making knives for quite a while.
Nice. So one of the, I guess, main differences between, like the knives that you make, they're custom, more custom.
I call them kind of semi-custom.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep. And something like, if you're going to go to, a box store and just pick up a knife, like, can you kind of talk about some of the difference, like when you buy something like a, kind of like yours, a semi-custom or like a full custom knife versus like something that's maybe like mass produced? Can you talk about maybe some of the differences that you're going to find more quality wise with going with like a little bit higher end knife?
I think there's three kind of major categories to that. You're looking at blade steel and all the things involved in the steel, including the heat treat. Blade design, I think, is a, especially for hunting knives and skinning knives, is a huge component of the thing. And then also ergonomics of the knife. So a lot of knives you'll see out that are selling at big box stores are really more designed to sell than perform.
Gotcha.
So you've got handles that look good, but maybe aren't the most ergonomic thing. Also, a skinning knife blade tends to not be as pretty as some of the maybe more tactically styled type things. So they're trying to sell you a knife in a lot of cases. There are some great big box type knife makers out there that are making good performing knives. But a lot of that still comes down to the steel type. Many knives out there they're not targeting to have a very hard and abrasion resistant blade because people find that they have a harder time resharpening them.
Okay.
So you're going to end up sharpening those knives mid job if you're processing an animal a lot of the time. So it's kind of those three components, and that was what frustrated me when I was looking for a knife and I ended up starting the company, is trying to find a knife that was designed to be ergonomic and designed to actually do the task.
Could you talk about some of the different like steels that you'll find? A lot of people, they say what kind of steel they're using.
Yeah, that's a deep rabbit hole to go down. There's a lot of steels out there, and there's a lot of steel manufacturers that are inventing new steels every day. There's a few different categories. The original oldest type, you've got high carbon steel. Anything that comes in a four number designation. So if you're seeing a 10 and two digits, that's falling into the high carbon steel category. 1070, 1080, 1095. Those are old-fashioned. If you're looking at a custom knife and someone says it's ball-bearing steel, there's a good chance it's a high-carbon steel. They take a good edge, they will lose their edge very quickly, and they will rust if they even get near water.
Really?
Then you've got your tool steels, and these are really getting talked about a lot these days, like A2... O1, D2, they're not stainless. They kind of act like stainless. But as far as I've seen, there's really no beating them when it comes to edge retention. I mean, these are industrial metals that are, in some cases, they're metals that are used to cut other metals. So they're abrasion resistant, they're tough, and they're hard. They've got great properties. But if you leave them, say, like in a wet backpack or something, you're going to have rust on your knife as well.
Okay.
And then that, from there, that's going, the next kind of category is the stainless steels. And that's what a lot of the knives you're going to find are. There's like the 440C. There's a lot of variation in 440C. It goes anywhere from a dead soft, not very quality steel, all the way up to a well heat treated thing. Then there's the higher tech stainless steels like S30V, which is getting talked about a lot these days. I know Benchmade's using a lot of it. I've started using S35VN, which is kind of the next evolution of S30V. All great steels. There's hundreds of other ones. In terms of hunting knives, I would look particularly at the tool steel category and the high tech stainless steel category.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. So kind of rolling on to the next thing, how would you maintaining your knife? That's really important. And a lot of people wanted to know, like, what do you think the best practices, I guess, are to maintain like that edge in the field?
Well, I'd say there's two different kind of categories of that. There's kind of your general maintenance of knife, which is pretty simple. I use mineral oil, and especially with the tool steels, I'll just dip the whole knife in mineral oil, then dry it off with a paper towel. And that'll keep rust away from the tool steels. Home sharpening, when I initially ship a knife, I sharpen it on a machine. But for resharpening of a knife, Arkansas stones, which is a very fine sharpening stone with mineral oil, that's, in my opinion, one of the easier ways to get a knife sharp again. Really fine abrasives. Otherwise, you're going to kind of chew away on that edge a little bit too much. Field sharpening is the issue. It's never easy. It's really not the thing you want to be doing out there. Kind of one of my approaches is I don't want to sharpen a knife in the field, so I created knives that would hold an edge through multiple animals so you don't have to sharpen in the field. If you have to, probably the most reasonable thing is there's some of these diamond stones out now. Mm-hmm. I think DMT makes some, Easy Lap, Lansky. I know DMT makes one they call the Mini Lap, I think. That's a little folding thing. It can't weigh more than an ounce, I don't think. I definitely go towards the fine or extra fine stone.
Okay.
And I would actually rub that thing or sharpen some knives on it before you take it into the field. Diamond's really, really aggressive. And so I've had more issues with it kind of chewing up a blade and making it serrated-like than anything else.
Okay.
Another good trick for field sharpening is take one of those stubby Sharpies out with you and run your Sharpie along your edge. And then on your first strokes out in the field on the Mini Lap or whatever you're using, you can take a stroke or two and then look at your edge, and it will tell you if you're working on the edge of that or if you're spending all your effort farther back on the blade.
Okay.
It helps you set your angle and you're wasting less time that way.
Okay. What about just overall maintenance? You know, like, especially I'm super guilty of, I get done after, you know, like after we get all our hunters through or whatever, and I put the knife back in the sheath and I'll throw it wherever, you know, you throw it on the table or whatever and it stays there for a while.
With a little fat left on it, exactly. So it stinks nicely later.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, soapy water, clean that fat off as fast as possible because it does harden in there, especially in like the little corners, and you're never going to get it out again, and then it starts stinking bad. And then after you wash it, even if it's a stainless knife, like I said, a little bit of mineral oil is definitely key. And then as far as edge maintenance, one of the biggest things is don't let your edge get too far gone. It's way easier to touch it up once in a while than to have to completely reinvent your edge.
That's a good point. This is a very general question, but one that I guess we'll kind of wrap the whole thing up with is what makes a good knife from a bad one? Like,
it's probably a lot of personal preference in there, I think.
Yeah.
It all comes down to steel and the heat treat of steel. We barely even talked about heat treat, but you can have the best steel in the world and heat treat it wrong and it's not going to hold an edge. So the steel is a hugely important thing. And then, a knife that's appropriate for the task. You know, I've got here on the table, I'm looking at right now, our Bowie knife, which is by no means a backpacking knife or a skinning knife.
Yeah.
And then we've got some great little skinners too, and a a blade shape design for the task that you're asking of it makes it a good knife for that task. I'm kind of a more than one knife type of guy, so I tend to have a straighter blade knife for boning work and caping work, and then a really curved blade for skinning I think's great. But yeah, look at the steel type and probably buy it from a reputable maker that you know how hard that blade is. A lot of makers will happily tell you the hardness of their blade. And if it's in the 59 to 61 Rockwell C, that knife is going to perform to some degree or another.
Okay. Awesome. Where can people find your knives?
We're at www.ridgelineknifeworks.com. Ridgeline Knifeworks on Instagram and Facebook. And we're here at Sheep Show.
Yeah, awesome. I use the, is it the Trout Skinner?
Bird and Trout.
Bird and Trout, yeah. So I use that little knife a lot. We use it a lot this year.
That's a great little knife. I pretty much always have one with me on every hunting trip.
Yep, nice and small too. So, but yeah, we use the heck out of it. And then the Skinner.
Yeah, the Garner Skinner.
The Garner, yes. Yeah. Yep,
those,
that's right.
Those are my two favorite knives for sure.
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed them. Well, thanks for hopping on, Zach.
Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Yep. Yeah.